Welcome to another episode of Hold My Interest. This is a podcast where we watch pilot episodes of different TV shows, come back, review the pilot, recap it, tell you our thoughts on our favorite characters, fave lines, and then we rank this the pilot that we watched compared to every other pilot that we've seen. And yeah, that's our show. If you like it, you can give us a review on Apple Podcasts and we'll tell you an acrostic poem at the end of the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Hold Interest, Instagram at Hold _my_interest, and shoot us a DM if you have a show that you want us to watch. We always start off with a little check-in, but first we're going to introduce all the co-hosts. I'm Kirthana.
I'm Duty.
And I'm Claire.
Duty's back. Last week you were like, Duty's gone.
Duty, I have to say, that was a great intro. You really, I was like, it's been a while since we recorded it. I wonder if she can turn it out. And she did not disappoint.
One of my best intros, I would say. I really
agree. It was smooth. Everything was there. I was really just in awe.
I don't want to boost your head, so it could use some work.
Eric always is like, Kirthan, I could never do what you do. He's
like, when did I say that?
Every week. For the first like 10 episodes.
Every week you've said it.
I'll believe it when I hear it.
It's recorded, babe. It's out there.
I missed my girls.
Bring back my girls.
Bring back my girls.
You're writing a letter to HBO to bring back girls.
Bring back my girls. Directed by Lena Dunham. Or no, I don't know.
Created by Lena Dunham, I guess.
I don't freaking know.
Anyway, for a little check-in, every week we do our highs and lows. So, Claire, why don't you start us off?
Oh, I didn't prepare. Okay. My low is that everything is in shambles. Just kidding. Oh, God. Okay, it's kind of like, I'm going to do like a, my low is that I just kind of had like a weird patch of mental health this week, but I think I'm coming out of the blue, you know, I'm like cresting. So it's kind of like a mediocre low, you know, it's not like I'm low. Okay, guys, I'm going crazy, but sorry, I feel like I'm already like so chaotic on the top. My high is that, I'll just say two recommendations for listeners. One of my favorite bands, Wolf Alice, just released their third album, so I've been listening to that. And then one of my favorite comedians, Bo Burnham, just released his new special on Netflix, which I'm sure you've already heard of. And both of those pieces of media have really just like reinvigorated me and made me inspired and just like reminded me why I love music and comedy and TV. So that's been really fun because I feel like it's been a while since I've been like, I'm obsessed with this, like, you know, like music or TV or something. So I would highly recommend those two pieces of culture.
Because I interact with Claire so much on Twitter, my like timeline is always like filled with tweets that Claire likes. Like it'd always be like, Claire Hardwick like this. And so right now I literally cannot scroll Twitter for more than like two tweets before seeing a Bo Burnham tweet that you've liked.
The other day I just like searched Bo Burnham on TikTok and watched Bo Burnham TikToks for like too long. But his special is so good.
Like he's in Promising Young Woman, no?
He is, yes, yeah. We don't talk about that though. He's hot. Okay, if you think he's hot, watch his special because he's in his underwear for most of it.
Oh.
Okay.
Not in like a sexy way and more of like a he's struggling with his mental health and making comedy about it. But it's so good.
I feel like Hunter Harris maybe was tweeting about it. So like yeah, I've seen a lot of Bo Burnham.
It's special, in the cultural zeitgeist right now.
Yeah, and I feel like Casey was tweeting about it too, so it's been on the mind for me.
Everyone I've seen recently, it's been, like, a topic of conversation. We're like, oh, so how are you, blah, blah, blah. And then we're like, so what do you think of the Bo Burnham special?
I do love him. I used to listen to him on Spotify, like, his...
Same.
Yeah.
Same so. Girl.
Do you love... Eric, you're high and low, or do you want me to go?
I can go. I'll be quick.
Okay.
So my thing, my low is that I've been trying to put in my 2 weeks at my job. Been trying for a week. And every day, the thing about me is that, and I think this is the thing about everyone, you just need to mentally prepare yourself for things like going to talk to your boss about quitting. And so every day I wake up in the morning and I'm like, okay, today's the day. I go talk to my boss and I tell him I'm quitting. And then I get a text from the bitch, not once, 3 days in a row. I'm like mentally preparing to go in that afternoon because I worked that night. And he's like, hey, have the day off. That happened one day. Next day, I'm like, all right, let's do it today. Hey, have the day off.
What?
And then the third day, I was like, okay, it's happening today. Another text. Have the day off.
Okay, does he not need people to work at his restaurant?
He knows I have another job. So he's like, I don't want to like stress you out. And I know like you want to work little. That's nice. Like, King, I'm trying to not work for you at all, but go off.
Well, honestly, that's so funny that you're like, I want to quit. And he's like, I just won't and schedule like, you, but you still work for me. I just won't schedule you.
I'm just like, he's firing me, which is low-key what I want.
Honestly, yeah, to have like a nice firing, that would be nice. Because you're just like, well, I was already on my way out.
I was on my way out. But now I want to leave on my own terms so I can leave in good,
You don't want to like burn a bridge.
No, I don't. I don't want to burn a bridge.
Can I ask just in general, why is it 2 weeks? Is there a reason for that?
Usually that gives like jobs enough time for like them to try and like find a replacement quickly and you possibly train them. Like,
I got you. That makes sense. I always just thought that was funny. I was like, put in my 2 weeks. Like, such a thing.
I mean, it's a quick turnaround for like training, but still,
it gives them like a buffer.
Yeah, just like a buffer. Or like that way if they are just like trying to promote within, then they have like a week to basically decide who to promote and then a week in which you would train the next person kind of. It's just like safety or like a, not a safety, but like a considerate thing to do. But you also you don't have to turn in 2 weeks.
Right. You can just be like, I quit and throw your apron to the
floor. Yeah. You usually do it. Doing it 2 weeks kind of helps you leave on good terms with things.
Yeah.
Some jobs, though, can like require you to give in an even longer notice. But I don't really understand what that is, because it's like if you just go in to quit and they're like, you needed to have given me a 30-day notice that you're quitting, like, what's going to happen? Like, you're quitting.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, bye.
Like, I guess you can't have, like, a great recommendation from them, but...
Right.
I guess that's just a risk that you would calculate before you go in there, but...
Yeah.
Right, right.
Anyway, hi, Eric?
It's whatever, babes. My hi is that yesterday I caught up with an old, like, middle school / high school friend who lived in the city. And she and I really, like, didn't hang out much in high school. But then, like, she came into my coffee shop one day and we had, like, a little reunion moment. She was like, let's get drinks. And it was actually such a nice evening of, like, dinner and catching up and, like, talking about high school with her. It was sweet. Mm.
I feel like since you moved to New York, you've, like, reconnected with so many of your older friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been so nice. Cute. It's been a nice little renaissance, if you will. Sorry, that was me trying to use a big word. Kirthana, high and low?
My low is that Claire and Eric have decided to meet all of my favorite famous people or see my favorite famous people. And that's a real low for me because I just sit in my apartment and I get these texts from them. Like, hey, guess what? I'm in a bar and Dylan O'Brien's here. Hey, guess what? Ike Barinholtz just joined him. And then Eric texting and just being like, hey, y'all love Matthew Gray Goobler, right? And I'm like, there's no good context for this text. Like, I'm like, nothing good can come from this. And then, lo and behold, Eric met and hung out with Matthew Gray Goobler for, like, enough time to drink a Spindrift, I guess.
For him to buy you a Spindrift, right?
We went on a walk. We walked into a deli. He bought us a Spindrift. We drank the Spindrift, and then we parted ways.
Was he just so kind?
So kind. He fucked me.
In the street.
In the streets. And then he called me a faggot.
Not in Pride Month.
Yeah, I know. No, he's actually the nicest human. And also, no one what I tell y'all, no one likes the movie Cruella more than that man.
I think that's so funny.
30 minutes of hanging out, the bulk of that
car. 30 minutes? You were with him for 30 minutes?
I can't believe y'all were just like with him for so long.
Yeah, it was kind of strange, but...
Were you walking with him?
Yeah, we were like, we're just like walking around.
But okay, so were you just like, Matthew? And then you guys just walked together?
My friend Anna was like, that's Matthew Gray Goobler. Let's try and talk to him. And then she literally walks after him. She goes, Matthew. And he turns around. He's like, hey. And she is so much more like, she like, when she has something she wants to go after, she goes after it.
Wow.
I need Anna to live with me. I need Anna to walk around with me every day.
Find Matthew Gray Goobler.
I was so like amazed by her just like continuing the conversation, wanting to hang out.
What was like her intro to the conversation? Was she just like, oh my god, like I love your work? Or was she like, I think I know you? Or like, what'd she say?
No, she was just like, Matthew, she's like, what are you doing? And she was like just asking like why he was wandering around Williamsburg at night by himself.
And why really what he what'd he doing. Say what was he doing?
He was just like, oh, I was just in the neighborhood, I was walking around. He was like, I went and watched the sunset. That was really pretty, and I've just been enjoying the weather, because the weather was really nice.
Oh my god, I love him.
I'm in love with him. He literally is, like, probably, truly one of my first, like, loves of my life.
Oh, yeah. Spencer Reed heads, gather, Spencer Reed hive.
My first car was named Reed, and my car now is named Spencer. Like,
and that's all you need to know.
I literally love him. Like, I don't know how to explain.
I think it's funny that he's just like, oh, hey, like, because he knows that people know who he is. Yeah. But I've actually always heard he's super nice when meeting up with people. Yeah. Like, that's the one thing I've heard about him.
He's on my TikTok, like, For You page a lot. It's, like, a lot of Spencer Reed, like, edits. Collages. And then,
and fan then, cams.
And then, like, a lot of, like, sometimes, like, fan interactions will come in and, like, people will be like, oh, my God, he was so nice and he, like, bought us this or, like, he did this or whatever. And then he, like... apparently he's just truly so nice every time fans talk to him. And I'm like,
yeah,
because I think he is that perfect level of like fame in which he's not followed or anything,
but he's successful.
And he like, so he like can just walk around Williamsburg and probably know that he's totally going to be fine. He's not going to get like mauled or anything, but he could run into a fan and he has an opportunity to like make their night. And I feel like he takes them and I'm like, king, I'm obsessed with you.
He's sweet. He's really nice. He laughed at my jokes, which every time he did, I was like, ah, networking.
I can't believe you made Matthew Gray Goobler laugh. I hate you. It's fine.
But he's a girl. He has a girlfriend.
Yes, he does.
Does he live in NYC?
I believe so. Well, no, that was the thing he was saying. He lives in, I don't want to say where he lives.
Okay, say where he lives.
I can edit it out.
Okay, we're
you don't have his address, do you? Like...
He lives in Lower East Side, which is not too far from me. And then, but he was saying like, he was like, yeah, I'm kind of all over the place. Like, I'm going to LA next week. I'm going here the week. He's like, I'm just kind of wandering. But I think he's like rich enough to have like multiple houses.
Well, he's like, yeah, he was on one of the. Isn't Criminal Minds still running, or is it done?
No, it just finished. But he was on Criminal Minds for.
That's one of the longest running TV seasons.
Yeah, it's like
ever.
Insane amount. Yeah,
he has so much money, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, and he's like, I think he was like one of the higher paid actors on Criminal Minds, obviously, because he stayed like, he's the only special agent, like him and then Kristen Van Gies, who plays Penelope, but she's the technical analyst. They're the only ones who like never took a season off.
Oh, wow.
Criminal Minds. So he has one season in which he's not in it a lot, because I think he was like filming or doing other projects, but like he's never officially like not been in the title sequence.
He probably has wanting to rewatch Criminal Minds.
I rewatch it constantly.
Wow.
He probably has so much money. And he was in like 500 Days of Summer and
does
like random little projects.
Yeah.
He has a book too. He has like a children's book.
Okay.
He's a king. I'm obsessed with him.
He went to NYU. King.
King.
And sorry, we really got off the rail talking about him.
I love him.
What is your high?
My high? I don't know. It's been a rough week, honestly. I don't have, like, it's not like I'm like, oh, my week was the worst week of my life or anything. It's just been a very exhausting week. So I don't know
what Pride Month will do that to you.
Yeah. I went on a really nice walk on Saturday. And that was nice. And I ran into my old ASL teacher and I got to catch up with her. So that was nice. Love her. And yeah, I've like run into her on that trail like twice. And I was like, oh, like, and she was like wearing her like soul. She doesn't go to Soul Cycle, but like an equivalent of a Soul Cycle. She was like wearing her Soul Cycle hat. And I was like, do you still go there? And she was like, not since COVID. Now she was like, I'm always on this trail instead. And I was like, yeah, I have seen her here like three times. And so I was like, yeah, I guess she is on here a lot.
I have seen you here many times before.
But yeah, so it was nice to like catch up with her. Love her. And we got to like gossip about old people from class. So aww. I love gossiping.
Aww. Was she talking shit?
We weren't talking shit, but it's just like somebody, one of my friends in my ASL class, like her little sister got married at like 19 and like during COVID, like got married and now they're getting divorced. And so we were just like talking about that because we were like, they haven't even been married for like a year. We were like, this is crazy. That's
wild.
Yeah, it was just insane. So we were just like talking. Yeah. And then we were just like talking about everyone from our old classes and stuff. Because I even used to be her TA. So like we were like,
whoa,
close. Yeah.
Wow. Until as old as time.
Fun facts about me. Why does my Netflix say I have 27 notifications? Like, what am I even getting notified
for? On Netflix? They're like, we've there? Introduced Reels to Netflix.
Like, what's going on?
Fleets are coming to Netflix.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about now the show that we did. We did the show You on Netflix.
Me?
Some
them. Oh, no. Her. No, we did You.
We did You. Some fun facts about the show.
We did You.
Apparently, Penn Badgley in the show, we know he like uses a lot of social media sites to like stalk his girl of the season, but apparently Penn Badgley does not really know how to use social media and did not know he had never heard about Tumblr and knew very little about Instagram until he
even though he was on Gossip Girl.
I know.
King, where you been?
He's not hot anymore. If he hasn't had a Tumblr, I don't think he's hot.
No, he's hot. Have you seen photos? He's
hot. I mean, fun fact about me about watching this show, the hottest man alive is Penn Badgley.
Oh, easily.
I think he's so hot. I know some people who are like, Penn Badgley's very mediocre. And I'm like, I do think there's like certain people that people fawn over that are mediocre, but I think Penn Badgley is hot.
He's objectively hot. Like, it's not even like, ooh, I think he's so hot. It's like, no, he's an objectively like hot man.
It's based on a book.
Objectively.
Like unbiased. Not, yeah, an unbiased opinion.
Hmm. Like, yeah.
Like in the book of like what is deemed like typical beautiful human characteristics, like he has those characteristics. Mm. Like he has really good bone structure. Also, I feel like if you're once a model, like
yeah,
you're objectively hot because like the typical beauty industry deemed you as such.
So to be subjectively hot is like,
like if I say Eric is hot, like that's objective. I'm kidding. You're objectively hot, Eric.
I'm going to take Claire Hardwick texted before we started and said, I'm taking Eric to the red table.
Well, oh, yeah, wait, that's my low. That's
where we are.
That's my low. I invited Eric to start a feud on TikTok to feed both of our, you know, growing followings. On that platform.
Keep going.
Because as two girl boss influencers, we need to be supporting each other. And so I said, let me invite him to a feud. He'll stitch it. It'll go viral, FYPs everywhere. And we'll both be signed immediately to the biggest talent agency in the world.
Oh my God.
And he has yet to respond. And he told me he would take 24 hours to respond, as is typical. And he has yet to respond. And says he'll respond when he thinks of something. Meanwhile, this man is always making content on TikTok. Almost every day a new one. So I know his brain has something in there.
So in the first season of You, apparently the word you is said 241 times.
I could believe that.
And apparently production spent 8 hours shooting the scene in the Greenpoint subway station that happens in the pilot.
That was an intense scene.
It is an intense scene.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, speaking of that, let me recap for you guys.
How long do you get? Sorry. A minute?
I think, yeah, a minute. I can't get over. Or no, wait, 2 minutes? But I'm going to do a normal recap, not a play-by-play like we normally do.
Okay, she's dragging us.
No, I'm dragging myself.
Quickly, how quickly you just transitioned. Like, listeners, that's not an edit. We didn't edit that. Kirsten just said, shut the fuck up, Claire. Went on to tell fun facts.
Yeah, really. I was like, oh, yes, like back to the topic. I was like, yes, Claire, teacher.
Unfazed.
I just snorted. But Eric, yeah, I am mad. Okay, so you have 2 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, girl boss.
So we open with Joe voicing over Beck walking through a bookstore. They meet, they flirt, they talk about how the author she wants is Courtney Love's maternal grandmother. Mm-hmm. He's addicted to her. He is neighbor, and then he checks her out. He's like, oh, she wants me to know her name. And then he goes home and he's friends with his neighbor's son, gives him books and a meatball sub. Then he goes into his little home, eats some peanut butter and crackers, and then stalks Beck online. Also, I just want to say, like, all he had in his fridge was, like, mayo and one other thing. And I'm like, do you not even have, like, a Brita? Like, I'm like, what's going on there, sir?
Like, yeah.
But whatever. And then he stalks Beck online. He moves on to stalking in person. Then he follows her to her birthday party that she's going to. She buys things for her friends she can't afford. Shay Mitchell is there, and Shay Mitchell tries to give her money, and she says no, she's okay. Plot twist, Beck has a boyf, and then Joe stalks the boyfriend online, and then Joe, goes home, and he, after, like, also masturbating outside of Beck's window as she masturbates, which was, like, this is why I'm so paranoid about keeping my blinds open. You will never catch my blinds.
That was the most unhinged scene.
Most unhinged.
Thing I've ever
seen.
Most
unhinged scene.
30 seconds.
Okay. And then Joe goes home and then he sees Paco, his neighbor, and he shows him the book cage. He sneaks into Beck's place later, steals her crap. Her professor hits on her. He almost gets caught in her apartment once he, like, had snuck in. She tries to go do an open mic night at a poem and do a poem. Doesn't go well. She almost gets run over on the subway. Joe saves her. Then she vomits on him. They share a cab ride and they flirt. And then Joe abducts her boyfriend, Benji. That's it.
4, 3, 2, 1. Girl boss.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay. I was like, I'm going to pull a tray and I'm going to just, you know, recap instead of
describe. Yeah, I need to be better at that.
To the listeners, better. Every scene that happens.
Yeah, that was good because not a lot happens because it's just longer because Joe is narrating everything.
Yeah.
So it's like we're inside his brain. But yeah, if you think about it, like not like a ton is like happening.
Yeah, not a ton like happens. Like it's really just him watching her most of the time. Yeah.
Ladies, we all want that. Am I right?
ladies.
The written recap of this show is, what would you do for love? A brilliant male bookstore manager who crosses paths with an aspiring female writer. This question is put to the test. A charming yet awkward crush becomes something even more sinister when the writer becomes the manager's obsession. Using social media and the internet, he uses every tool at his disposal to become close to her, even going so far as to remove any obstacle, including people, that stand in his way of getting to her. It's a Greg Berlanti show.
I know, I saw that, and I was like, oh my gosh.
What has Greg done?
Fact,
literally king, everything.
Yeah. Our king, Ira Madison III, host of Keep It, guest cameos in an episode of season 2. So... just a little fun fact for all you people.
I didn't know
listeners.
That.
Yeah, and he's even wearing his Ira the Third necklace in the episode. And everyone was like, Ira, are you playing yourself? But anyway, it is a great little show that took Netflix by storm. Eric, would you watch based on the pilot?
I would indeed. I was very intrigued.
Claire?
I would, even though I did watch the pilot of this when it came out, and I did not continue the show.
Really? I watched it in one night.
The whole show?
Yeah.
Whoa, I don't know. I think I, like, watched it weirdly, like, when I was about to do something, and then just kind of forgot about it. But I've heard this season, the second season, is really good as well, and it's set in California, I think. So yeah, that makes me, like, more intrigued to,
like, the second season definitely just has a lot more character development, because, like, the characters in it are just a little bit, like, more involved with Joe in general. Like, he's just, like, he meets so many other people and, like, has so many other relationships, whereas, like, I feel like the first season, he mostly only talks to...
To Beck,
yeah.
Got you.
Weird thing about the second season, though, that's super creepy, is that Chris D'Elia is in it.
Oh.
And he literally plays a character that, like, tries to have sex with minors, which he then ended up having a scandal that, like, showed that that was what he was doing in real life.
Like,
6 or 7 months after the show came out. So it's just, like, it's weird, like, in general, and then it's just, like, extra creepy when you think about the fact that he was, like, truly playing himself.
Nah, man.
But no, thank you. He's like, a side subplot that's going on in the show. But anyway, so I would obviously watch the show based on the pilot, because, like I said, I watched it in one day, night, time.
Damn, Daniel.
MVP of the show?
Okay, well, I hate to say this. Okay, actually, no, I'm going to say this. My MVP is Paco.
That's going to be my MVP.
The little boy who lives next to Joe, who has a horrible family life, and who Joe kind of, like, takes in and, like, mentors and gives him books to read. Because I think they're really smart in putting him in the pilot, and I'm sure they did this on purpose. His inclusion, like, gives Paco... Or, excuse me, gives Joe, like, a lot of humanity.
I was literally going to say, like, he really humanizes Joe.
Yeah, like, when all of his other actions are, like, delusional and sociopathic. Like, then they're, you're like, wait, but he's really nice to this little boy and, like, sweet to him and, like, gives him books and is, like, a caretaker to him. So.
Yeah. He also, like, is so selfish with everything else that he does. And he, like, thinks that everything everybody else is doing is, like, to get his attention. But with Paco, like... He doesn't narrate, like, while he's, like, interacting with Paco ever. He just, like...
That's true.
He's just talking to him. And, like, I think he just probably sees a lot of himself in Paco. And so it's just, like, very, very human moments. And good moments. So I would also say Paco.
OMG, you guys. Okay. Y'all are pressuring me to say Paco?
No, you can say
something. No, you can say whoever you want.
Whatever I say, y'all will be mad at. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna have to say, I'll say it, Penn Badgley is my MVP.
Yeah, I almost said
he's hot.
Well, obviously, that's one factor, but also just because, like Yahalia was saying, that Paco humanizes him, just the fact that he is human, and also when he does, like, not saying that you should abduct someone who's shitty, but, like, when he, like, mistreats Benji, I'm like, yeah, we're all thinking it. Like, Benji sucks.
Benji does.
So, like, go off.
Eric's like, I'm pro locking someone in a basement and bludgeoning them.
If they're shitty.
Which is why y'all should name me as Ben Badgley.
If they're shitty, that's the key.
No, I just think, like, he, the whole episode is, like, also, like, he does a good job of not being annoying as a narrator. Normally, narrator types get kind of annoying, but, like, hearing, like, he has such a smooth, crisp voice that you don't ever get tired of hearing.
That's true, yeah. He does just a really good job voice acting in this.
Yeah. So,
I read that, like, hold on, let me find it. Apparently, like, a lot of his voice or his narration is
Is it someone else?
It says Penn Badgley's dialogue was predominantly thought voiceovers, which means he didn't have... Okay, never mind. Honestly, this wasn't... I thought they meant that... I, like, read this really fast when I was skimming, and so I didn't read it fully, and I thought they meant that he, like, improvised and, like, thought the voiceovers writing it. But that's not true. They just said, it just says his dialogue was mostly thought voiceovers, which meant he didn't have as many on camera lines to learn and remember. And I was like, why is this even trivia? But no, I do think he has a very like nice voice to just like listen to, which is why I think I was so like able to like consume this show so fast. Cause like, I do agree. Sometimes narrating, like narrators' voices can get irritating. Like maybe that's also why Bridgerton was okay to me. Cause I was like, Julie Andrews, sing me to sleep, my woman. Like,
what's his name? Who, the guy, Victor in Love, Victor. He's annoying. Nick Robinson. Nick Robinson. He's annoying.
Yeah, Craig hates Nick Robinson now because of Love, Victor and his voice. Or Love, Simon and his voice.
Simon, look, I'm going to tell you something, and you're not going to want to hear it.
Me shitting on that show. Happy Pride Month.
Actually, the second season comes out like in a couple days, guys.
I know, I've seen ads are about it everywhere.
Yeah, it's like always on my Instagram now.
The ads are like porn. Like, I know. They're always like fucking in all the commercials. Like, what the hell? I will be watching.
I like saw it, and for a second I almost texted today and was like, oh my god, guys, we should do Love, Victor. And then I realized we just did Love,
Victor. We already did it. We take 1 week off and Kirsten has forgotten everything we ever did. I'm like, she's like, guys, we should do Gossip Girl. Okay, we should do the pilot of the new Gossip Girl. Which I'm very excited for.
That one, the Love, Victor ads and then the Gossip Girl ads keep coming up on my Instagram ads. And I'm like, stop showing me these shit that hasn't come out yet. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, then the Gossip Girl ads are just like girls like kind of posing and it's like, she knows something. Like, there's like nothing. It's one of those like extreme teasers where like they're really not doing anything. It's just to let you know that like the show is coming, you know?
She knows something. That's so funny.
LVP of the show.
Beck. Benji. No, Benji. Benji.
Benji.
He's just like typical, like, I feel like they're trying to pin a stereotype of like the Brooklyn like hipster, rich, privileged entrepreneur type, and like he nails it on the head perfectly, which means he's really annoying.
Yeah, the way in which he was just caught, like, and there's nothing wrong with it, but like it just fits him so well that he was just like hitting his dab pen as he was working, like as was like in the middle of an actual conversation.
I love how you say there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm like, there's nothing wrong with a dab pen. I want to make sure that everybody knows that like I don't have a problem with that. But it was the way that he was doing it while he was working and like mid import. There was like when he was like telling his coworker that they were. That he was going to be the only one going to the meeting with the investor. And he, like, literally took a hit of his dab pen before he told him. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this says so much. But yeah, I hate him. He does have my fave line of the show, though. So.
Oh. What's your LVP, Eric? Or who is it?
My LVP, just to be different.
I was like, you said that Benji deserves to be bludgeoned and captured.
Benji deserves to be kidnapped, bludgeoned, obviously. But also LVP is Ron, the Paco's stepfather.
I totally forgot about him.
He's just like unnecessarily shitty and like we don't really see. It really doesn't have much to do with this story, but I'm sure it has more of it will come in later.
He definitely does come in.
But he kind of sulks. Also he's a cop. So, like, fuck off.
Yeah, he's a parole officer, so... I mean, he's not wrong that Penn Badgley is a freak, but...
Yeah, like, he is correct.
He's wrong in every other thing that he does, and...
But it's, like, the motive for calling him a freak.
Yeah, he has no reason to hate on Penn Badgley. Like, he doesn't know that Penn Badgley does those things.
That Penn Badgley is a freak.
And he's a domestic violence, like, abuser, so it's, like...
I swear. Penn Badgley, he was, like... Ron is like yelling at Penn Badgley's character, and Penn Badgley's like, he was just out here by himself. And then the guy immediately jumps to conclusions and is like, don't tell me how to parent. And it's like, sir, he wasn't telling you anything. He was just commenting on the situation.
Yeah. He was literally out here by himself.
Like, and he was like, Penn Badgley's like, he could hear everything going on. He was like, don't tell me how to parent. And it's like,
sir,
you weren't even parenting in that moment. You literally kicked a kid out of his own home. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, Yeah. Honestly, co-LVPs. They both suck. They're both assholes. Mm. Fave line of the show.
Jesus. I forgot to write one down.
Okay, I have a few.
Okay.
My first one is when they're in the bookstore in the beginning and Beck is commenting on, like, the authors she reads. And she was like, it's so sad. People buying books because of what's popular, not because they want to be moved or changed in some way.
Eric?
And I have to agree, honestly, but also it made me cringe.
Yeah.
And then the other two are when she's, well, okay, I'll just share one more so I don't take somebody else's. But so the other one I liked was when she's reading at the poetry slam or like the open mic and she's really drunk and she's reading the sad poem and this guy, like this random heckler just goes, why are you so sad? You're just so sad. And I'm like, okay, true.
The heckler, yeah, he like later, he's like, what if you just changed and stopped?
He's like, what if you just stopped? Like, his voice is so annoying too. He's like rude and then also annoying to hear.
My favorite line is just when Benji's like complaining about his job and then he goes, and that's why not everybody opens their own artisanal soda beverage. And I was like, I just love that line. Like, as if everybody wants to do that. And this is the only thing that's stopping them, is that it's minorly difficult. Love it. Love it. And I also love that he was trying to use that as an excuse for why he cheated on Beck. And he's like, also the way that he was like, I was so wasted, I didn't even finish. And it's like, are you an idiot?
Like, it's like,
wait, was that the whole debacle at the very beginning? Like, he was arguing with her?
Yeah, she was like, at a party I took you to, you were in the bathroom with another girl and she was giving you a blowjob.
And he was like
he's just like,
he goes, I was so wasted, I didn't even finish. And she was like, is that your excuse right now? Like,
yeah.
And then he's like, I've just been so stressed at work. And he's like, work, I thought it was just going to be tastings, but it's actually all of this stuff. And then he's like, that's why everybody doesn't open their own artisanal soda beverage.
Yeah.
In the company. And I just thought that was the dumbest, like, sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's my favorite line, because it's so dumb. A lot of this writing reminds me of, like, it's like what I, like, Wattpad like book would be. Like, it literally, like the way they were talking in the bookstore, I was like, this is like,
yeah, honestly,
they're like, people are so disappointing.
Like, people are okay. So disappointing,
but not us.
It's like same.
So true. King
Eric, fave line.
My favorite line is Penn Badgley is snooping through Beck's like phone conversations, and on the day that Beck and Penn Badgley met, she sent a text to her group message of her girls and she says,
oh yeah,
wow, just met a human male who actually reads, alert the media. And it's like low-key like, and it's it's like, girl, you are like, even we didn't name you as an LVP, but you still are an LVP for sending that text message.
Yeah. I did. One of my friends, like, sent me a text. She was, like, talking to a boy on Hinge, and she sent me a text and was like, cuter than I, he reads. And I, like, screenshotted just that little, like, text, and I, like, posted on my Twitter, and I was like, the bar is in hell for men.
Yeah.
I was like,
the bar is in hell.
I'm like,
truly in hell.
Truly in hell, and yet some boys still fail to meet it, so it's fine. But anyway, who are we in this crazy show called You?
Who am I? Who are you? Who is we? We'll tell you.
Well, Eric's Beck. I just wanted to see him get mad, but
Eric is Beck.
I think out of all three of us, I am Beck, unfortunately.
Eric knows Eric, he's the main girl.
You have to know one thing about yourself, and that thing is that you are a yearner. You are a dreamer.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your big three? Taurus, Sun, Aries, Rising?
Do you have some
Aquarius,
Gemini?
Moon.
Oh my god.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
I really didn't know if I was going to get that right.
Sisters by chance, friends by choice.
Also, it's Gemini season, ladies, so.
Oh, it is. It is.
It's my time to rise.
Trust me, I can feel you in the air.
Wait, Claire, you are Virgo sun, Gemini moon, and don't tell me what your rising is. Someone tell me what your rising. Aquarius rising?
Yep.
Really?
Kirtana, yeah.
I'm like, Kirtana is
Gemini sun. Aquarius rising?
I'm gonna have to check myself. Hold on.
She doesn't even know.
We're off the hook.
I'm a Gemini sun. Is ascendant the same thing as rising?
Yes.
I'm a Scorpio rising and a Cancer moon.
Scorpio rising and Cancer moon.
Yes.
Cancer moon.
Which is funny because I famously hate Scorpios.
Yeah, it is funny. I wouldn't peg you as a Scorpio in any.
I butt heads with every Scorpio I meet. Like, we don't get along.
Slay.
But apparently I've got some of that in me. I'm very Gemini. I'm like full Gemini.
Two-faced bitch.
My Venus, Sun, and Mercury are Gemini. And then my Moon, Saturn, and Mars are Cancer.
Moon, Saturn, and Mars, Cancer.
Moon, Saturn, and Mars.
Is Gemini is air?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cancer's water.
Cancer's water, Scorpio's fire.
It really throws me off that Aquariuses are not water.
Scorpio's I know, water. Me too.
No, Aquarius.
Aquarius. Aquarius is Scorpio, air.
Scorpio is water, though.
Oh, yeah. Scorpio water? I thought Scorpio was fire. Maybe I'm getting Scorpio or Sagittarius and Aries are fire.
Leo, Aries. Fire.
Got you.
But anyway, enough about me, Eric and Claire's.
And if anyone's listening to this and thinking, wow, I'm perfectly astrologically compatible with either Kirsten or Claire because Eric's taken, then reach out to the pod. Sorry, and please shoot us a DM.
Yes, right. Shoot us a DM. But wait, are we going to say who the rest of us are?
Oh, yeah. Who am I?
Claire is Penn Badge's character because that's how she acted when she met me.
She was obsessed.
She still is. She's following me to New York.
Obsessed. Claire Wait. Posting his TikTok.
I'm like Penn Badgley.
Yeah, so you're Joe. The bookstore is your bagel shop.
I mean, okay, I would love to work in a bookstore. Like, that's very dreamy to me.
You're not Penn Badgley. If anything, I think you also are a Beck.
Okay, yeah. I'm a writer.
Yeah. Love how... Wait, pause. I love how my CoStar app says, you're ready to take a break from romantic love. I have not had a romantic love in...
Okay, my coworker was telling me that the CEO of CoStar said that their goal is to make people, like, anxious with the, like, updates and, like, little messages that they send because it makes them interact with the app more. So,
that's
don't listen
up.
To CoStar. I know, right?
Isn't that's that fucked.
I know. Okay, who's Kirtana?
Kirtana?
I feel like, are we all Beck?
Am I Beck?
Maybe Kirtana has a dash of Joe. No. I don't know. There's, like, not a lot of characters in the show that I'd be like, you're like them, because they're all kind of despicable people.
Yeah.
A lot of unlikable characters.
Who's the girl named Peach? I can't believe her name is Peach.
Shay Mitchell. Once again, finding her way in a mysterious murder-filled drama for teens.
And secretly a lesbian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should watch Pretty Little Liars on the show.
Oh, we should.
I'm done.
I love that show.
I feel just like, yeah, with how little characters there are, I think we're all back. Like, because, like, none of us are
wow.
Joe. None of us are Benji. None of us are really Paco, because he's a child. And none of us are Ron.
Because he's a child.
Maybe if a potential person for us to be is whoever is the bookstore guy. The other bookstore worker.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm that bookstore guy. I'm kind of funny. I'm kind of...
Funny, quirky.
She's looking at the cookbooks, but not for fun.
Not for fun, for work.
Kirthana is the woman that steps out of her apartment when Joe is masturbating in the bushes, watching Beck, and she's like,
"I'm the old woman."
Okay, but can we talk about the way Beck keeps her windows open? Like, you can see in.
It is a little bit unrealistic because it's like, I just feel like every single girl I know would never do that. Like,
it's so unrealistic. She's walking around in a towel and you can clearly see into her entire apartment. Like, no, especially no woman would ever do that.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm not like blaming her for anything that happens, obviously. No. But I'm just saying, like, Claire and I are both just saying that, like, this would literally never happen. Like,
we don't victim blame on the pod, okay?
No, we do not. But it's just, like, so crazy to me. And, like, when this show first came out, like, every woman I follow on Twitter was like, this show is crazy, but then also, like, literally no woman does not know the visibility of her, like, apartment. Like,
it has no, like, curtains, no blinds.
No curtains, no blinds. Like, doesn't it get hot for you on a hot day in New York, Beck? Like, I'm confused.
Also, the way her name is Guinevere. Okay, King Arthur.
Also, the way that she, like, not to get too into the details of the scene, because it is a wild scene in general, but the way she, like, fully, like, faces the window, like, with her legs while she's masturbating.
Masturbating with the blinds open.
Yeah,
like, what the hell?
She masturbates with them open and also facing the windows. Like, that's so crazy. Like,
I think she was just desperate in that she's like, I want someone to see me. Which, okay, go off. Me too, girl.
Like, if that's what she wants, that's fine. But it's like, no girl would just, like, do that and be like, oh, I didn't know anyone could see in. Like, that's so crazy. Like,
it's insane.
Exactly.
So crazy. But anyway.
Darbus.
All right, guys. So our new segment for this show is going to be... Who would you stalk? Name a crush that you had that you would stalk until you were got a restraining order on you.
That's good.
Or actually, who would you want? Who, like, would be someone that, like, you would, they, like, if they stalked you, you would be like, yes, God, I will let you stalk me, no problem.
Okay.
Tom Holland.
Okay.
Give me that little 5'8 king.
I feel like this is too on brand or, like, on topic, but Bo Burnham. Recently. Mm. And then I just wanted to be like, here's a little bit of my talent and, like, put it in my brain.
Mm.
I feel like if Harry Styles did this to me, I'd be like, yeah, take out everyone in my life. Do what you have to do, king.
Also, Lord.
To get to me.
I would love if Lord killed for me and was like, I do my makeup in.
Down the back, still a move.
And I was like, girl, you've been following me for weeks, but I love it. She's like, here's my new album, do you want to listen? I'm like, yes, queen. Like,
Taylor Swift committed some nobody no crime for me.
Oh, Taylor Swift easily. Actually, Taylor Swift
easily.
But I don't know if I would want to be friends with Taylor. That's a lie. Of course
you literally came for me when I said that.
Of course I do. I think I'm just afraid. I'm afraid to meet one of my heroes.
There's kill your thing. Darlings.
There's this time in Community when Donald Glover's, like, character meets his idol, which is the guy from Reading Rainbow, and
cute.
He, like, never wanted to meet him. He freaks, meets him, and then it cuts to him, like, freaking out, and he's like, I never wanted to meet him, I just wanted a picture, you can't disappoint a picture, and he's like...
That's so real, though.
Freaking out. And he, like, when he's talking, I think his name's LeVar Burton. He's, like, talking to LeVar Burton, and he's like, he, like, hasn't said a word. Like, the guy's just talking to him. He's like, do you like me from Reading Rainbow or Star Trek? Mm. And, like, Donald Glover's eyes just keep getting bigger and bigger, and, like, he's just freaking out. And it's like, yeah, sometimes I feel like that's probably how I would be if I met somebody, like super impactful to me, not just, like, a crush. Yeah. Like, if I met Sophia Bush or Rachel Bilson or Emma Watson, all of my three women that I like watched in my youth, I would probably just be like, I don't know what to do in this situation. I would like truly lose my mind.
Yeah.
Also, any of those women can stalk me and kill for me.
Please.
Oh, Adam Brody could kill for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would be addicted to him stalking me.
I think Casey Musgraves could kill for me.
Ooh. I just love that sentence that we're doing that.
Casey Musgraves.
I'm like,
Emma Stone could kill for me.
Willem Dafoe could kill for me.
Kat Cohen could kill for me.
Matthew Gay Gubler could kill for me.
Eric Martinez could kill for me. Kirsten Jassy could kill for me.
Claire Hardwick could kill for me.
Wait, am I not supposed to say your last name on the podcast, Kirsten?
That was just the first time we've ever said it. I like just noticed.
I was like, I don't know. I said it and I was like, wait, was she trying to remain anonymous?
No, I was not at all.
Because in law school, she's like, I've got to keep this under wraps.
It was just funny because you said it. And then as soon as you said it, I was like, I don't think I've ever said my last name on the pod. But no, I do not care.
Okay, I'll say it again.
Casey Musgraves could kill me.
Claire and Kirtana could not kill for me. Don't want those bitches to.
Eric would throw us in jail. Eric would.
I would take them to the red table and I'd be like, what are you doing? I care like, about
why
you.
Why do you think it's okay to kill for me? I'm trying to think if there's anybody else who could kill for me. Oh, Dylan O'Brien could kill for me.
Who could kill for moi? I think, basic. Tom Daly could kill for me.
Tom Daly?
Interesting.
That gay swimmer?
Diver.
Watch your mouth.
He's a diver,
cut that
right?
out, cut that out. I said gay too violently.
Watch your mouth, you straight woman.
Hey.
Claire's probably living at a Chick-fil-A this Pride Month.
Oh my god, no.
Emma?
I haven't been to Chick-fil-A in so long. I had like a Chick-fil-A dupe sandwich at a local bar the other night, and it was really good.
Burger King started selling chicken sandwiches.
Like, it was like a fried chicken sandwich, but it was kind of like Chick-fil-A style. You know, it was like had pickles. It was sort of that style, but it tastes so good. It had so much flavor, good seasonings, great condiments. And yes, I did eat chicken. Okay. Yeah,
What was I gonna say? Girl, Burger King has had a chicken sandwich. I ate it growing up.
Well, they like did a new chicken sandwich.
Wait, really?
And they called it the Chick-King.
Chick-King.
Okay, me as hell.
Eric, I saw this tweet.
This headline.
Because they tweeted and they were like filling your chicken cravings even on Sundays with a little eye emoji. And I was like, okay, Burger King.
Yeah, they're like, okay, Burger King declares war on Chick-fil-A over LGBTQ plus rights and chicken sandwiches.
See? I didn't make up this headline.
That's fucking funny.
The Chick-King.
Chick-King.
The Chick-King.
Chick-King.
But wait,
Chikunga, okay. Dunga, Dinga.
Back to where we'll cut
Chikinga.
In. Claire.
Chikunga. Chikunga. Chikinga. Chikunga, Kinga, Kunga, Kinga.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Oh my god.
Wait, what happened to your FaceTime?
My phone died.
Yeah, I figured.
I do my makeup in. I do my makeup in.
At this rate, everything's gonna stay in.
We order different drinks at the same bar.
Oh, Clay, your audio is warbling now. Warblers. Glee? Anyone at all?
Blaine, where are you? The warblers, not the warblers.
Oh my god, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, folks, gays and thays, and ladies and thadies, it is time for us to rank this show.
Where are we putting this hoe?
Okay, I'm looking up the chart.
The chart? The chuka?
My suggestion is going to be somewhere in the Riverdale Cruel Summer area.
There we go.
Kirtan is starting the debates at placing you somewhere in between Riverdale and Cruel Summer.
Claire has a cup of coffee before we record and she goes insane.
Yeah, I left work with a coffee being like, I don't need this, and yet here I am taking it. And now I'm like,
hunk hunk.
Okay, I definitely think this like lands in the same tonal vibe of Riverdale and Cruel Summer. Also, Riverdale's Greg Berlanti.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's tea love. I feel like I can't put it in good consciousness above New Girl. In good conscience, thank you.
Do you want to move New Girl? You
can't put it above New Girl.
Above Riverdale?
Yeah, I don't know why it's below.
I don't know either.
That seems dark to me that we did that.
I was like, I don't know why we did that.
Okay, I will move it.
Honestly, I want to put it above BoJack.
Yeah.
I agree. So we're
moving it there.
New Girl above BoJack.
Yeah. And then I think, honestly, I liked this better than BoJack.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Sort of reflecting on BoJack, I'm like, did I actually like that pilot at all?
That's kind of how I feel every week, is like, did I really even like the thing that we watched?
Sometimes I look at our ranking and I'm like, I don't even...
Yeah, I'm like, who were we? Like,
OMG, which again is
crazy, because I feel like I lead a lot of the ranking discussions. But
you're fine.
Eric, fine.
I was talking to Kendall. She was someone who we did a poem for. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I will like met up with her in person. And she was like, every day I get upset at how low y'all put Queen's Gambit. And I was like,
but it's Queen's Kendall, if you're listening. Okay. So Queen's Gambit is hard because it's a miniseries, which like we were talking today, or it's a limited series. We were talking today about maybe doing Mayor of Easttown. And I suggested we not, because I do feel like sometimes with limited series, like, the pilot is not a true pilot. So, like, the Queen's Gambit pilot is just not very interesting. But, like, the show is great. But, like, they're setting up so much in the beginning that you're just kind of like, I mean, I don't really care. Like, we don't even see Anya Taylor-Joy, really, at all.
Not in the pilot.
In the first episode,
yeah. She makes the whole show.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think the rest of Queen's Gambit is a lot better than that pilot. So.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
I think this is above BoJack.
I feel that. I could do in between New Girl and BoJack. Okay, cool. Okay, he's clicking.
I love how y'all can't see me.
It's kind of weird.
Only
we're getting what the listeners get. Wait, you just put it below BoJack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because it's like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm like, excuse me.
You.
Okay, the opening, what's it called? The audio we put at the beginning of this app should be Me by Taylor Swift.
I promise that you never love a
man. I literally am so scared to ever do a clip of Taylor Swift at the beginning or the ending of any of our episodes, because that woman would sue. Like,
wait, do it though. Do it, because I just want to be...
I want to be sued by her.
I want to be sued by Taylor Swift.
For her to know that I exist is beautiful. That would be so beautiful.
Y'all are like, I want to be on her radar.
If she sued me... Oh, go, go, go.
No, just that's the reason why I didn't do Cruel Summer at the beginning of Cruel Summer. Because I was like, she'll sue.
We should test the waters.
If she sued me, I think she'd call me a faggot. Like, even if she'd be like, don't be a faggot. And I'd be like, okay, king. No. Or queen.
I mean,
queen,
we don't make money off this stuff. So I don't think that it would be a huge deal. But
we should start trying to make money off this. I want to make some coin.
Yeah, how do we get ads? Does anyone want to sponsor us?
If anyone wants to sponsor us, they totally can. We could do an ad for Anchor, which is how we like record this.
Yeah, let's do that.
We can. We get $15 every 1,000 listens.
Okay, we could have made $15 or like $30 by now.
Yeah, we could have
guys,
made
$30. That's a hustle. That's a hustle, okay. Guys. Side. Oh.
Okay, we'll record a we'll record a sponsorships next episode. But anyway, we will read out our rankings now. At 27, we have The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. 26, A Teacher. 25, Queen's Gambit. Hi, Kendall. 24, Degrassi. and then 23, Victorious. And then our new number 11 is You. And then top 5 is Gossip Girl. And number 5, 4 is Dairy Girls. Number 3, WandaVision. 2, Pen15. And number 1, The Mindy Project. We really haven't edited our bottom five or bottom or top five in a long time.
Top five, it's a hard group to break into, you know?
She is very exclusive.
She's exclusive. Exclusive love.
Maybe next week we'll come back with Big Little Lies or something, guys. Something
cool. Maybe.
Oh my god.
Oh, if you want to sponsor us, please let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. We are very easy to contact. We have many ways. But also, my other high is that I saw Trey for the first time in like a year and a half. So that was my high. Trey. I just forgot about that. But yeah.
Trey.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. If you liked this episode or any of our other episodes that you've listened to and you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, please feel free and we will tell you an acrostic poem at the end of one of our episodes. You can follow us on Instagram at hold_my_interest and on Twitter at @holdinterest. If you want to sponsor us, you can send us an email at holdmyinterest@gmail.com. Or I guess if you have a big concern about the show, you can also DM us. We are very reachable. Yeah, that's our show, guys.
Don't stalk anyone unless they deserve it.
Bye.
I'm a troublemaker.